I guess I'm having a small realization. Having a conversation the other day, and somebody said, I like reading your tweets. It seems that something always exciting is happening to you. Nothing exciting ever happens to me, that person says. And I'm thinking, yes, it does. Maybe you're just not seeing them. I think I read an article recently. Was it Paul Carr? I don't know. Deleting most of his social networks because he says it makes him sound boring. When he writes a book, he has this condensed view of his life. He can miss out all the boring bits, all the things he finds boring, like his sandwiches, his meals, his mundane, that he calls the moments of his day, and just concentrate on the concentrated to put out in a book so that you can look exciting and keep people's interest. But really? Is that the case? I don't know. I think we should lower our expectations of what we think everybody thinks is exciting and interesting. Maybe if we could focus on the minute and the minuscule, we would not only find ourselves being happier, we can see the beauty and the wonderment in the smallest of things. Is it 'cause I'm a photographer and I'm used to seeing pictures, and that's effectively transferred over to me seeing pictures and stories in everything that I feel I need to share them, whether that be a picture to the internet to tell a story, or a small amount of words in a sentence to share the story, a blog, if I want to elaborate on it more, or as I'm doing now, an audio snapshot to share a moment, and this moment being the realization that maybe I find more things interesting than those that don't find they have anything to share or talk about. It could be something as far more narcissistic, if that's the right way of pronouncing it. For me, documenting always has the backup of being a backup for my very bad memory. I think bad memory actually runs in the family. 10 years of travel led me to the conclusion that the secret of happiness lies not in the acquisition of more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. So when I look out the window and go, wow, I must grab this sunset, sunrise, whatever, and it's easy for me to share that with people I call my friends, then that's great. And it's the people out there that find that interesting that are easily interested, and we should be. We shouldn't expect something to explode in the street for it to be amazing and enthralling for all. Maybe we're becoming too sensationalist. I must admit, the more I look at the small and the minuscule, the more even more amazing the big and incredible is. So maybe I tweet more because I see more. And how have the filter's been removed from my mind that haven't from others? For example, when I walk down a street, sometimes I can feel that that's the first time I've walked down that street and see things in windows, things on the floor, something hanging from a telephone line that's been there before, but I might see the colour of it today. It's definitely a strange one and something I will no doubt think about more, and possibly again when I listen back to this, because I do listen back to my thoughts, because quite often I throw them out there in order to think later.